Welcome to another episode of our Slovak Ancestry podcast. My name is Michal Rázus and this podcast is created with the support of podcast industry. Couple months ago, I was contacted by a young woman, Prasila, from, for most of us, exotic country, Caribbean island Trinidad. And she asked me to find more about her deceased father, Pavel, who left Czechoslovakia during some part of the communist period. His journey might have taken him to the United Kingdom and also to the North America and finally to Caribbean. It seemed as a finding in a needle in a haystack, since there were almost no information about him. There were no contacts with the family, no addresses, nothing. What is more, Pavel unfortunately died when Prasila was fairly young, already in the year 2000, and she was adopted. So all the information we had were very fragmented and like in a haze and very blurry. Welcome, Prasila. It's great that you accepted my invitation to our Slovak Ancestry podcast. And
thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
You contacted me some time ago with one relatively simple request. Find more about your father, Pavel. Why did you have desire?
I guess because coming from the Caribbean myself, I always knew he was not from there. So not necessarily knowing exactly where Czechoslovakia was, never having visited, you know, I found him a bit strange compared to everyone else in Trinidad. It was just me wanting to know that part of myself, wanting to know a bit more of that part of history. Yeah, mm-hmm. That part of where he came from and ultimately how I can connect that to myself.
As we started the communication, I became immediately interested and your story was very attractive to me because it was a real mystery and I wanted really to help you and I wanted to learn what happened to your father. But maybe can you tell us a little bit more, like where did you grow up and how it looked like, the environment, what family did you have?
Sure. So, I mean, I was born and grew up in Trinidad. It's in the Caribbean. I was born in 1985. My mother was of East Indian descent. My dad, obviously from Central Europe, Czechoslovakia, as I knew it at the time. My mom was quite young, so she, in hindsight, looking back, I don't think she was really interested in being a mother at the time. So she left us pretty early on. It was myself and my dad for a while. I remember, I mean, I'm sure he did the best that he could, but by no means were we, I don't know, I feel like we've had very little, and perhaps it was a bit difficult. He's not from Trinidad. I do think communication was a bit hard. Finding a way of life was difficult for him. So I was adopted maybe at the age of 3 or 4. Yeah, I was adopted into a new family. I grew up in central Trinidad. And at that point, I think my relationship with my dad became a bit less intense. I did not see him as much as I would have hoped to. We didn't speak as often. And I think we pretty much grew apart until perhaps his subsequent death when I was 16.
That's a really big shame that he passed so young, but
yes,
it's great that you didn't give up the idea about finding more about him and himself. Did you know anything about his life before he came to Trinidad, maybe about his family in Czechoslovakia?
Honestly, I knew what little he told me. He talked about Czechoslovakia quite a bit, but I was young. I was, you know, my memory of these conversations are from the eyes of a 6 or 7 year old. He spoke about his country. He spoke about his sisters quite a bit. I mean, it was difficult to understand him as well. I think being that English was not his first language, it was hard to communicate and to build that communication with him. He didn't really speak about his journey with me from Slovakia to to Italy, as we found out later on, he talked about his family. And I guess looking back, it was probably very difficult for him to be in a strange country away from his family. In hindsight, I think it was quite sad.
Did you actually realize that there were two countries in Czechoslovakia, Czech part and Slovak part? Did you know where he came from, or was it in your mind just the same, the one country?
So we didn't grow up learning about the history of Czechoslovakia. It wasn't part of our curriculum at school. It wasn't something we were familiar with. In my later years, long after his death, you know, when I started to sort of read up and get familiar with the idea of where he came from, I learned a bit of the history, and I realized, well, Czechoslovakia later became Czech Republic and Slovakia. I actually, with the bits of research that I did on the internet and on Google, I was of the impression that my dad was from Czech Republic. So at the time, I remember being super interested in learning more about that and Czech Republic. So funny enough, maybe about 3 years ago, I actually did visit Czech Republic for a vacation, also with the intention of perhaps finding a bit more. I think I thought that I was going to show up there and I would immediately know where to go, where to look. Yeah, and the funny story with that is, although I was so intent on thinking that my dad was from Czech Republic, on my last day there, going back to the airport and back home, I was talking with our taxi driver, and giving him a little bit of the story. And he said to me that Pavel Zapotil, my dad's name, is definitely Slovakian, and I was looking in the wrong place all the time. So and I think that's when I came back home and at some point started looking again, and that's when I found you.
Yes. Then actually, when you contacted me and you gave me the name, for me it sounded a little bit like Czech. Which is funny, but I was trying, you know, to find this surname and to locate your surname in the databases. And actually, I was relatively lucky because it's not very frequent. It's not a very common surname, and there are just maybe, I don't know, a couple dozens of people in Slovakia. I was trying to bring you some good news, and I started to contact the people with this surname, and slowly it was like kind of coming to the moon. You know where it is. You know that it's shining. But it's hard to get there. But step by step, I was able to uncover little pieces of the puzzle. And finally, there was the lady that said, oh, yes, there might be some different cousins where he could belong to. And at the end of the day, I was able to speak with his sister. And you didn't know about it yet, but she was completely surprised. For her, it was out of blue, because I suddenly uncovered the part of the story that you were missing, actually. And she said that, yes, she had a brother, Pavel, who escaped Czechoslovakia in 1968. And he was just a young student. I think he was like 18 years old. But because Czechoslovakia was under the communistic regime and young people have very little hope and very little future. So I think that this was the main reason why he decided to emigrate. And it was very kind of sad and emotional, because she was telling to me that in that time he was already studying in the bigger town in Košice for the electro engineer, and he was coming back home to his little town only occasionally, and that was the Easter time when he was last time back home, and he didn't tell them anything because he was afraid, you know, that somebody, maybe his little sisters, would tell someone about his plans. So it had to be really very emotional and kind of very strong moments for all the family. And then he suddenly just disappeared for a couple of weeks. Nobody knew about him. And only then later he started to send them the letters from Italy and from United States where the life brought him. And finally he settled down in Trinidad. And I got really a kick when your aunt, actually, Pavel's sister, sent me the picture of your father and the addresses, you know, from Trinidad. So I knew we are having the good good trays and correct people. And finally, then I shared the story with you. And what did you feel? What was your impression?
Well, first and foremost, I mean, you had so little to go on. That's what I remember. When we now made contact, I had a name, I had a death certificate, but I had very little else. I did not have his town of birth, nor his date of birth, nor his journey from Czechoslovakia to Trinidad. So, I mean, expectations were low at the time, right? I don't know how you felt about it, but did you think that there was a lot of hope? I don't know if you did think that.
Yes, actually, I am usually doing these things, but this was very exceptional, and this was probably one of the most difficult cases. But we really were lucky, and there was a portion of serendipity in this case. So I'm glad that we actually succeeded.
Yes, because I feel like in a matter of a week or less than a week, given the little information that you had, you were able to find my aunt and the family. And as far as that goes, you know, and my story, you are a massive part of that. If it wasn't for you, we won't be here. We won't be chatting right now. So for that, I mean, yeah, I'm grateful that you were able to do so much with so little.
I am really glad that we were able to discover them. And maybe to mention one more fact that his sisters, one of them unfortunately died meanwhile, but they both changed their maiden surnames, of course, because they got married. So this was problem number one, and we needed to kind of crack this obstacle. And problem mm-hmm. number two, that the lady, your aunt, that is still living, so she got divorced and then she remarried. So it was kind of, I had to find another surname, you know, so it was really challenge. But I definitely remember when then other day I called her again with the good news that yes, the information matched and I found you. And so she was completely in a shock. She said, you know what, I couldn't believe yesterday what you were saying. I was always thinking about my brother, because the last contact was like in 2000 when your father passed away, unfortunately. And she didn't know that he is not here anymore. So she said, I didn't sleep the whole night, and I just completely in tears. I was still thinking about him. So that was a very strong moment, but I hope that it kind of completed the circle. And in spite there is a lot of maybe hard and maybe painful or sad moments, at the end of the day, there are also there is a good starting point to reconnect with this part of family and maybe to visit them one day. So it will be like you were hoping when you were in Czech Republic. You will know where to go. Now it's true.
Absolutely.
Now you know where to go.
Absolutely. I don't think you ever told me, though, as you mentioned before, you know, my aunt Gabriella had changed her name. I don't think you ever told me the story of how you actually found her. If you did not have the surname to go with, how did it work?
Yes, I was lucky to find the distant part of this family. And also it looks like that there was a little misunderstanding and these two parts of the family didn't have the best connection right now. But still, the mm-hmm. people there said, oh yes, these are the cousins, and they sent me the correct direction and correct phone numbers. And then, you know, step by step, I was able to reconnect with Gabriella, which is your aunt. So it was just very, very interesting. And then she was sending us those letters and pictures. Did you get more actually after, or did you have more interaction with her?
We do interact on, I would say, often enough basis. But because she speaks no English and I speak no Slovak, we use Google Translate. So it's been really great getting to know her, but obviously the language barrier as well as the time zone barrier sort of prevents us from speaking as much as we would probably like to. But no, she's definitely become part of my life.
That's great to hear, because this was the goal, and I'm happy that you found the family after so many years. And also what I remember when, and it was a couple of months already that we did this research, But I remember how happy she was. Oh, yes, that's our girl. And she was speaking. I remember Pavel writing us about her. So, yeah, I mean, you were always somewhere, you know, in the background, and they knew about you. So it's great that now there is a connection established and you can communicate.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a bit emotional, obviously, talking about it. You always, well, me, I've always imagined what it would be like to finally figure out where my dad came from, who was his family, and you have this idea in your head, and it's definitely just so much more when it actually happens. You know, there is lots of emotions playing at the same time. I mean, obviously happiness, sadness, closure. I know that perhaps my aunt didn't hear from my dad for a very, very long time. And I'm sure she knew that something wasn't right and something had obviously happened to him. But to give her that closure that she needed, that was a very big part of us reconnecting. I'm sure she's grieved. And, you know, she lost her brother. I lost my dad. And it doesn't get easier, but I think finding closure and finding a way to be comfortable with what has happened is, at the end of the day, it's perhaps the best outcome we can hope for. Seeing the letters that he wrote so many years ago and that she kept so immaculate and in such good condition, I felt, I guess, closer to my dad, because this is something that he left behind. So I definitely felt more connected to him in that sense and connected to his family. At the end of the day, he was a person and, you know, he was not forgotten.
That's important. I always, from the very beginning, I had the very nice impression that the people I am dealing with on the both sides of the Atlantic are very good-hearted and they had something good in themselves. So that was something mm-hmm. that kind of kept me going and do not give up. And also, as you said, those wise words, sometimes maybe it's like a book when we cannot start a new chapter before the old chapter is done. So yeah, that was something that was important to finish. And now you can proceed to the next days with the new family.
Yes, for sure. You know, I'll never forget my dad. I just obviously need to learn to live with the fact that he's not here. But I have all these new memories of him. You know, all these stories that my aunt tells me. In his death, I guess I feel closer to him with that connection.
Well, it's great that we were able to conclude successfully the story of your father and of his family here in Slovakia. And are you maybe planning to visit the country where he originally came from live when the situation will be better in the world?
I absolutely am looking forward to visiting Slovakia. I've since looked at the country and looked at the, you know, all the places of interest and what kind of country it is, and it's beautiful. I very much look forward to just coming as a tourist and seeing all the things that there is to see, and as well as meeting my aunt and her family. I also would like to perhaps see where my dad grew up. I know the landscape and everything has changed perhaps tremendously since then. I think I'll feel a sense of, I don't want to say belonging, but I'm hoping to feel a sense of home by perhaps seeing where he came from.
Yes, this is your new home and you are definitely welcome to visit us. So yeah, make time and please come.
I look forward to it very much so. And to seeing you as well, Mikhail. I really look forward to having a conversation in person.
That would be great. We will definitely have a coffee in Prešov or here in Slovakia somewhere. Thank you very much, Prasila, for accepting the invitation in our today's podcast. I really enjoyed it and I'm looking forward to see you.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it as well. I look forward to seeing you visiting Slovakia. And yeah, we'll go from there.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye. Take care.
That was all for today, and I am looking forward to you next week. You were listening to Slovak Ancestry podcast with Michal Rázus, created with the support of Podcast Industry. You can find us at Spotify, Google Podcast, and Apple Podcast. If you have an interesting family story and you would like to share it, feel free to contact me via email in the description.